Good morning, everyone. It's good to see each one gathered to worship this morning. And I've been blessed by being here so far. I thought about the singing, especially this morning. Thou spotless Lamb of God, on thee for help I lean. Where else can we lean that's going to be more solid than God? I have no hope beside, I urge no other plea. And also the 366, that's one of my favorite. I know my brothers know that. It's a song that we sang a lot in school when I was growing up. Marcus Martin and I would sing bass on this song. My Savior daily walks with me because I trust his love. So thankful that God can walk beside us. He's ever by our side. Thank you for each one that led out this morning, devotional leaders. I appreciated all the things that have been said. This morning, you can also turn into your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Steve read in 1 Corinthians, it would be 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The title I have this morning is, What Sustains the Christian? Of course, we all know that God is the one that sustains the Christian. Second Corinthians 4, I like to read 7 to 18. Second Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What sustains a Christian this morning? I'd like to look in these verses here. I have 8 points to the message. First, the word sustain. Look that up in the dictionary, and it means to uphold, to support. So we could say, what sustains a Christian? What supports the Christian? And also to keep from falling, to keep from sinking in despondence, to keep alive, to support in any condition by aid to assist or relieve, to endure without failing or yielding, to maintain, not dismiss. First point I have is the presence of God sustains a Christian. Verse 7, the presence of God. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. think this treasure here refers back to verse 6. It is the presence of God Himself shining in the believer's heart. This morning, our bodies are weak, they're corruptible, they're perishable. Yet imagine God's presence He places in our earthly bodies. The excellency of the power. It's a picture of grandeur and glory of His power. It is a power to convert and transform us into new men. It's a power to put His divine nature into us. 2 Peter 1:4. It is a power that gives us life, physical life and eternal life. John 10, verse 10. The glorious treasure of God's presence lives within the believer in the power of God's Holy Spirit. We are weak and frail humans, and God is all-powerful and strong, and He wants to live in us. God and God alone gets all the credit. This morning, we as humans are so limited. God's power dwells in us, though we are weak. God uses us as humans to spread the good news of salvation and gives us power to do His work. The second point I have is very similar, but it's the power of God sustains a Christian. Not just the presence of God, but the power of God. The Christian faces all kinds of trouble and difficulty, many situations in life. However, he has one great resource, and that's the power of God within us. God never forsakes us. God saves us through every situation and trial, no matter how difficult. Verse 8, we are troubled on every side. You see, the believer may be troubled on every side, but God's power saves him from distress. Trouble there means to be pressed, squeezed, oppressed, and hedged in. I think sometimes we know what that's like as humans. Troubled but not distressed. Distress means to be kept in a narrow, cramped place, crushed. God does not want us there. On every side means in every imaginable way and place and occasion. Sometimes we may feel so pressured and troubled beyond what we can bear. It's like a heavy weight that's crushing us. The power of God sustains the Christian. Verse 8, perplexed means to be at a loss, to be doubting, questioning, wondering which way to go, unable to find an answer. Perplexed. Sometimes we get perplexed in life. But it says, don't be in despair means to be hopeless, to have no confidence or assurance. Verse 9, persecuted. We could say threats, slander, mockery, criticism, being ignored. Persecution may be behind your back or to your face, but not forsaken. There it is again. God's power is always with us. Verse 9, cast down means to be smitten down, struck down or knocked down, but you don't want to stay down. God gives us the power to get up. Matthew 28, verse 20 says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. John 14, verse 27 says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Sometimes in this world we live, it's a dark and sinful world. Sometimes we get a little fearful. So thankful, though, for God's power that can overcome fear. The third point I have is the spirit of dying daily sustains a Christian. The spirit of dying daily. The Christian is to bear in his own body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Verse 10 to 12. And we need to do it all the time, continually, as we walk day by day. Die to self. My own desires and wishes must die. Paul denied himself so that the presence of God could be seen, conquering the temptations and trials of his life. When we put our urges and desires to death, when we deny our will and do God's will, we demonstrate that Jesus Christ lives in our heart. When Christians really deny self and let God in their life, others will see the power of Christ working, and they also want that power. They are led to turn to Christ because they see Christ's power in you. A couple of verses. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Luke 9:23. Romans 6:11 says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The fourth point I have is the spirit of faith sustains a Christian. Verse 13. The Christian may be tempted to give up. The pressures and troubles against him may be so great that he is tempted to give up his faith. Plant your faith in Jesus Christ. Paul reminds us that though we may be at the end of our rope, we are not at the end of hope. Also, the Christian faith is the same faith that the psalmist David had in the Old Testament. The sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold of me, of him. But he did not despair. He called on the name of the Lord. He helped him and delivered his soul from death. Also saves his eyes from tears and his feet from falling. This morning, David's faith did not fail. He believed, and therefore, in the midst of his affliction, he proclaimed his confidence and recounted the goodness of the Lord. Romans 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ephesians 6, verse 16 says, above all, taking in the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The fifth point I have is in verse 14, is the hope of being resurrected sustains a Christian. The hope of being resurrected sustains a Christian. Above all else, the one thing the Christian wants is to be with Jesus. Jesus conquered death. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. John 5, verse 25. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14 says, and God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Acts 24, verse 15 says, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. This morning, let's put our hope in Jesus Christ. Let's put our trust in the Lord. Number 6, verse 15, the needs of others and the glory of God sustains the Christian. The needs of others and the glory of God sustains a Christian. You see, Paul faced suffering, trials, distress as he preached the good news. But he knew that he would one day all be over and he would attain God's rest and reward. This morning, as we face troubles and trials in our lives, it's easy to focus on the pain rather than on our ultimate goal, and that's heaven. Just like an athlete focuses on the finish line and ignores their discomfort, we must focus on the reward for our faith and the joy that lasts forever. Verse 15, for all these things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Everything that happens, can we say God allows? But look at this verse. God gives us the grace, abundant grace of Jesus Christ, flowing through many. I like that in that verse. And he might, through the thanksgiving of many. Flowing through many, we're not alone in this. We have each other to lean on. What would we do this morning without Christian friends to lean on in times of distress and trouble? God loves when we use his grace to flow through us. Do we see needs in others? Let's help fill those needs. We all have needs. Let's focus on others' needs. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, verse 2. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 15, verse 6. The seventh point I have, verse 16, the inner man being renewed day by day sustains a Christian. The inner man being renewed day by day. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. Let's not faint or give up or quit. The outward man, which would be the human body, perish means to age, wear out, waste away, and decay or die. Paul is saying his body is wearing out and wasting away. The Christian's inner man is renewed day by day. Born again, dead to trespasses and sins, new creature. This morning, we are renewed day by day when we draw near to God. We need God's strength and power. When trouble and pressures come, let's go to God's word. The word renewed in the dictionary was make new again, repaired, reestablished, repeated, revived. I like that word, repaired. We as humans, we break pretty easy. We're fragile. We are broke so often. But we keep coming back to Jesus to get repaired. We need to keep coming to Jesus. Let's remember God is all powerful. A few verses. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, 28. John 14 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. The eighth point I have and the last is the hope of eternal glory sustains the Christian. The hope of eternal glory sustains the Christian. I like this verse. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I'm not sure what you think about when you think about the weight of glory there. I guess I think about a scales. And you have a pivot in the middle, and you put something on one side and something on the other side to keep it level. You balance your afflictions on the one end and the eternal glory that you're about to receive on the other end. Well, your afflictions would be a state of pain, distress, grief, continued pain in body or mind, sickness, losses, adversity. Sometimes we think it's our afflictions are getting pretty heavy on the scale. But we place our eternal glory that we're going to receive on the scale. The afflictions that we have are very light, and as they weigh nothing. We should realize that there is a purpose in our suffering. Problems and human limitations have several benefits. A couple of those benefits are they remind us of Christ suffering for us. They keep us from pride. They cause us to look beyond this brief life. And they prove our faith to others. And they give God the opportunity to demonstrate his power. Purpose for suffering. In verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, that word look means to focus our eyes and attention on a set goal. The goal is to spend eternity with God. The things which are seen are temporal. They're brief. They're fading and passing. They're fleeting. And the things which are not seen are eternal, lasting, endless, forever, glorious. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 4. Let's remember that as we go about this week. Whatever we face, that God is all-powerful and he loves us. He wants us to focus on him. These thoughts in mind, let's kneel for prayer.